Happy Easter, everybody, and welcome to Walking in Grace.
Welcome.
He is risen. Regardless of whether you agree that Good Friday was the day he was crucified, and today is the day he rose from the dead, the fact of the matter is that Jesus Christ was crucified, was buried, and rose from the dead.
For us, we may be saved.
So I understand there's different opinion, but
we're here to celebrate
that Jesus Christ
has risen.
The entire story of the death, burial, and resurrection.
Let's open the word of prayer.
Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything that you have done for us.
Thank you for sacrificing
your only Son so we may be saved. Thank you for the opportunity to be saved by grace alone and just believing. We love you and we praise you in all things, good and bad. Amen. All righty then. We're going to jump in. We're going to start at the beginning where we all know the history. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. In Matthew 1:23, it says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. So, Matthew 1:20 says, "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." So this is obviously talking about the angel coming to Joseph in his dream, because he was having doubts about marrying Mary, because Mary is, quote, a virgin, unquote, which we all know that she was. She was blessed by God and made pregnant of God. So an angel came to him and told him, don't fear. She's still a virgin. You're still marrying the correct woman. And basically God has a huge plan for the two of you. So Jesus was raised up by Mary and Joseph, teaching to the lost sheep of Israel. Matthew 15:24 says, "But he answered, he being Jesus, and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Jesus was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He says it, you couldn't say that any plainer. After teaching to Israel, he was betrayed by one of the 12 disciples for 30 pieces of silver. Matthew 26:15 says, "And said unto them, what will ye give me?" This is Judas. "What will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you." And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. So that's Judas talking to, who was it? The Pharisees, I believe, trying to figure out a price for Jesus' head, basically. And then once Jesus was betrayed, he was crucified. Matthew 27:35, "And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots." So this is something that I talked to Whitney about when I was going through this stuff, studying, because once you understand how to read the Bible and comprehend it, it changes everything. When you see things like that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, then it's guaranteed that it's someplace earlier in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So, I blue letter Bibled that. I'm going to turn this mic down just a touch. I blue letter Bibled that, and it said in John 19, 32 through 37, then came the soldiers, or I'm sorry, rewind that. I didn't get the scripture for that for some reason.
What do you need? I've got blue letter up.
They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. I think it's just the vesture. If you look up just vesture, it should be in there. I think it was exit. No, I don't remember
didn't
where
you
it was.
It was Zechariah? Is that the one you were talking about yesterday?
That was one I was talking about.
Oh, Hebrews?
No. Yeah, it might have been. Something about vesture, did they cast lots? Do I need to look at it?
Hold on.
Well, we'll jump ahead while she's looking that up. So here's the deal with Jesus' crucifixion and burial and resurrection is that it's written in four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because it's written by four different people who witnessed it. So it's written through four different perspectives, but they all say essentially the same thing. There's nothing contradictory, but obviously they didn't all see the same thing. So in John 19:32, it says, then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which were crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. So this is talking about when they were going through making sure that the three, remember there were three people on the crosses, which is why there are three crosses. One, two, three. They would go through, and if they were still alive, they would break the legs so that they couldn't lift up anymore to take a breath. Because imagine they've got you completely stretched out, your arms stretched all the way wide, your feet nailed down, and you're trying to breathe. Well, eventually you're going to suffocate. So when it says that the soldiers with the spear pierced his side and didn't break his legs, it's fulfilling another prophecy. So crucifixion typically resulted in death through one of two ways. The first way was hypovolemic shock, the prolonged rapid heartbeat resulting from hypovolemic shock can cause fluid to gather in the area around the heart. This is called pericardial effusion. The second way death often occurred during crucifixion was due to asphyxiation. This simply means the person is unable to breathe in enough oxygen to survive. Crucifixion victims typically had to pull their weight up with their hands or wrists that were nailed to the crossbeam, along with pushing up with feet or ankles that had another nail through them. Over time, the ability to push up to breathe would end and oxygen flow would be restricted. This asphyxiation can also result in the buildup of fluid around the heart. So when they pierced him in the side, blood and water came out. So that is a fulfilled prophecy because I'm going to keep reading John 19, 35, because there's a couple prophecies being fulfilled here. 35 says, and he saw that, and he that saw it bear record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he said, that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. So Exodus 12, 43 through 37 says, And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth out of the flesh abroad out of the house. Neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. So this, it's rolling into the Passover. So it's prophecy being fulfilled that no bone will be broken. And then John 19:37 says, and again, another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Zechariah 12:10, this is the one that you thought I was talking about, says, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him, as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Did you find that scripture?
I'm wondering if it's John 19:24.
No, that'd be the same thing.
So what are you looking for?
Let me see if I can find it real quick. Blue Letter Bible. Vesture. Let's see here.
I looked up cast lots.
So in Psalm 22, we'll start at 17. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. So, that's where I'm seeing it. So there you go.
You want to explain that? What? Go back to the original, since we've had a little break since then.
And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots.
So that's Matthew 27:35.
Yep. And in Psalm 22:18, it says, they part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. So it's basically just taking what's already in scripture and saying, hey, it said this. It correlates to what's happening with Jesus. It was a prophecy, and now it is fulfilled.
And that's something that you were talking about yesterday as far as how, what the time difference was between these events.
Yeah, you're talking hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. And
thousands.
I mentioned, well, man can't coordinate this.
No.
If they don't have that information in another era, then they're not going to know what was written. This is a God thing. Man can't do that.
Yeah, it's got to be inspired by God. Otherwise, how do you know? I mean, there's no way they would know this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had the Old Testament back then, but it was known, but there's no way that they know word for word every scripture. That's something that they would have to do a lot of studying. But even still, all this is saying is there was something prophesied, and here's when it happened. So, clear as mud?
Yep.
All right. Where am I at? Okay, on the third day, he was raised from the dead. So there are four counts. We're going to cover Matthew, Mark, and Luke because we don't have time to cover John. John, I believe John's is a little more in depth. I think I touch on it just a little bit at the end. No, maybe not. But they all give different accounts, but they're the same, if that makes sense. So, I don't really know how to explain that.
Different perspectives.
Yeah, that there you go. My brain just shut off for a second. All right, so we're just gonna read Matthew 28:1-10, and then 16-20. So, here we go. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone of the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So the disciples didn't even recognize Jesus when he was face to face with them. They spent so much time with him, but then they didn't recognize him when they saw him. He must have been a changed man. We'll jump into Mark here. Mark 16:3-20. So Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all have different total numbers of chapters. Which if you look into it, you'll see that. But it kind of struck me as interesting because all three books are recounting a lot of the same events, but they have drastically different number of chapters. And it's just, I don't know. It's just something that I found interesting. I'm kind of weird like that, I guess. So Mark 16:3-20. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? This is the Marys walking toward the sepulchre. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were frightened. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye see Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, neither said anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen for her, believed not.
Seen of her.
Oh, sorry. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed them they. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now check this out. Verse 17, And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We covered this in a previous episode, so I'll just let you know that's not this. What he's telling them right now is not our gospel. It was Israel's gospel and the 12s. Verse 19. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. So this is the 12 preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ dying on the cross and to be baptized under the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And becoming Jewish if you want to be saved. So gospels change throughout the Bible because it's a different time. The gospel each time has its own dispensation, which basically each time has its own gospel. So it's a different gospel that we live in now. You don't be baptized because works will negate the grace that God has given us, and it will put you will be putting yourself under the law, which doesn't exist.
Salvation terms are different before and after Jesus' sacrifice.
Yeah. And before and after Jesus appeared to Paul. All right. So now let's look at Luke. The Marys went to the sepulcher to see Jesus. The angel told them that he was risen. And behold, two of the disciples went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. So Jesus is walking with them, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. So Jesus did not allow them to see that it was him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people. So, just a little background on Judaism. They don't believe that Jesus was God's son. They believe that Jesus was a prophet. And this is just proof that they believe that. So, where am I at? 20. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. So if you do the math, crucified, and then on the third day, he rose again. So crucified, buried, laid to rest, and then resurrection. So this Good Friday thing is made up. It's either he was crucified on Thursday and raised up Sunday, or he was crucified Friday and was raised up Monday. I have my own theories on things and why we celebrate what we do, but it's a complete total of 4 days. It's not a complete total of 3 days, which if you count, let's see here, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, raised on the third day, it's not Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't say that he was crucified on the first day. So, anyway. Where's my brain right now? Somebody find it and get it back to me.
Good luck.
I had something else I was going to say, and I have no idea. It's been a really long morning already.
Yes.
About
the holiday?
Oh, sunrise. So the Marys actually went to the grave at sunrise. Like the sun was starting to come up when they arrived at the tomb or the sepulcher. So it was very first thing in the morning. So moving on. So verse 24, and certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Actually, did I miss that? He quoted scripture. Did I miss that? Verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them and all the scriptures the things concerning himself. All right. So that's what happened. That's what they're talking about with the scriptures. So verse 33, and they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. So he's showing them the nail holes in his hands and feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. So, the timeline doesn't add up as far as Friday to Sunday. The timeline doesn't add up as far as the dates for when he was crucified. But we do know he was crucified, and he raised the third day. And that is the important part of this. The important part of all of this is that Christ died, was buried, and came back to life. And it was all to take our sins. He died for our sins so that we could be given grace. And we could be saved just by believing. What greater gift is there? What easier thing is there for us to do to obtain such an amazing gift?
Nothing.
What else can you say about it? Doesn't get much better than that. Y'all have a good Easter. We're going to close in prayer. Dear God, I've got chills. Thank you so much for what you did for us. For just little old me, little old Whitney, little old Frank, little old Jill, whomever. Just golly, we're all so blessed. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Remember why we have Easter. It's not about the eggs. It's not about the bunny. We have Easter to celebrate the greatest gift we've ever been given. Even if you don't believe Easter is... Even if you don't believe we should celebrate Easter because it doesn't line up time-wise, just give the resurrection a thought today. God loves you. God is just something that we could never come close to. Read your King James Bible. We'll see you all through the week and next Sunday. Say bye, Whitney.
Bye.